Howard Kirby is my guest, and he's from the Mullinscote Dog Training Centre. And we're going to be talking specifically today about one dog in particular who's a bit of a star. What's his name?
His name is Henry, and he's a Border Collie Cross English Springer Spaniel. And I can see some hands going up in the air straight away saying, wow, that dog must be mad. And you're not far wrong when he got to us.
People do say that about collies being a bit bonkers, are they?
You know, they've got enormous, this thing we call prey drive. In the dog world, we call it prey drive. They're bred to drive sheep. And this prey drive really makes them buzz. They're busy, busy, busy dogs. And if you don't keep them motivated, if you don't keep them active, if you don't keep them, you know, stimulated, those behaviours come out in all sorts of things. Chasing postmen, chasing balls, running round and round in circles in your front room, chasing cars, all sorts of difficult behaviours. Henry came to us with all sorts of troublesome behaviours.
Oh, so where do you start then? It's no good saying, sit down, because he ain't going to do it, is he?
No, it's a very good question. First of all, you've got to gain his trust. So if you just start working on a dog straight away, like a teacher, I don't know this man, I'm not going to work for him. What's he doing telling me what to do? So first of all, we gain his trust. You love him, you pat him, you cherish him for a couple of days. And then quite simply, we put him through a course of basic obedience. Most dogs that we see that have been labelled difficult or naughty are not naughty or difficult at all. They're just behaving like dogs. What we have to do is teach them what's expected of them. And it's all about communication. We have to explain to them what we want them to do. As soon as they do it, we say, well done, good boy, just like you've said to me whenever I've done anything you want me to do. We say to them, well done, good boy, and they go, okay, this man's really nice to me. If I carry out this certain thing for him, he's really nice to me. Just like you at work with your boss, if you do something good, if you've got a nice boss, he'll come and give you a pat on the head, maybe a pay rise, maybe not, and you'll start to repeat the behaviour for him subsequently. So that's where we start with basics.
How do you know it's working?
How do we know it's working? Well, immediately you'll see results. So when I'm talking about basic obedience, we're talking about very simple things. You mostly know it's working when your dog sits in front of you and looks at you and concentrates. And you're a teacher, I know, by profession, me too, because we did this together. You know if your class are interested in you. If your class are sat in front of you all looking out the window, smoking cigarettes and answering their telephone calls, your teaching is probably not getting through. So exactly the same with dogs. If your dog is sat looking at you in an inquisitive way as if to say, hey boss, what are we doing? I'm not sure what to do. You're probably getting through to him. And that's the first step we look for. That body language, that eye contact that he or she gives you. You know you're starting to win. He now wants to work for you. It's now your job to teach him to do it.
You make it sound so simple.
Well, just like you, Baz. I mean, I've never been in a radio station before. I can tell you, people out there, I've sat watching Baz. He is just phenomenal at pressing all these buttons. I don't know how he does it. Well, I've been training dogs for 25 years, and I know how to press the buttons. And my job is to teach other people to communicate with dogs.
Now, what is interesting to me, you've explained what you do, how you get there. What period of time are we talking about?
Okay, well, we can make a huge inroad into a dog. We can get him communicating with us within an hour with the dog. What you have to do is then keep repeating the behaviour. So this can be, you know, this can take months. Where you've got a dog that, for example, like a collie, that chases things, this can take months because he always wants to. It's a primeval response. When something moves, like the postman's van, he just reacts. He just goes into the prey-driven animal that he is and wants to chase. So we have to keep reconditioning. And eventually, just like you and I, if we try to change our behaviour, eventually you stop carrying out that behaviour. So anything from a quick fix of 2 weeks can see a dog suddenly walking to heel, sitting and behaving nicely, to where we've got a big behavioural issue, chasing, biting, killing things. It can take several months before we've really starting to relax around the dog and think he's now trustworthy enough not to do those naughty behaviours.
And I suppose one of the key things is you certainly don't raise your hand to him, do you?
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, you know, if you've ever been unfortunate enough to be in a classroom where the teacher's raised his or her hand to you and battered you, did that help you learn anything? The answer is, well, maybe in your case,
no,
he might have done.
But I was going to say, I was in a class like that when I was a kid, and I had board rubbers thrown at me and all sorts of things, and it didn't make any difference to my behaviour at all.
No, because I always cite this. I was lucky enough at my school to have a teacher who never raised his hand to me. He was incredibly firm, incredibly fair. The first person in the whole school to actually visit my classroom and say, Howard Kirby, I've heard you did something really good today. Well done. He inspired me to want to please him. That's what my job as a dog trainer is to inspire the dog to want to please me, to actively want my approval. And that's a skill in its own right. You know, some teachers are very good at it with children, some not so good. It's about us assessing our skills as teachers, and we are talking about dog-human relationship this time, just the same with humans, you know, getting your pupils to respect you. That lovely word respect, which encompasses so many things.
So that's my guest, Howard Kirby, Mullins Cote Dog Training Centre, the number 01264 889467.